Welcome to the Monster Club, an honest look at horror movies from lifelong horror fans. Fair warning, you may not have seen this movie. We have spoilers! I am Jethel.
I'm Tok.
So what have you been doing this week, Tok?
Oh, let me think. I finished up with Lost a couple of weeks ago, and I started in on Battlestar Galactica, the remake. The reimagining, which I've been meaning to watch front to back to see if I could wrap my head around the entire thing. I've got the super fancy Blu-ray box set that I got for a good deal on Amazon one month. It's got everything. Should have everything. Let's see, what else? I can't think of anything else. Oh! I've been watching Fuller House on Netflix streaming.
Oh, God.
It is wonderful.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Now, I don't know about you, but Full House was a big part of my childhood.
Well, I wouldn't say a big part of my childhood, but yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I loved the show a lot. You know, I'm fully aware of how cheesy it is and everything, but I got a lot of nostalgia invested in that show. And Fuller House hits all the nostalgia notes perfectly.
With the exception of the Olsen twins. We're not there.
Well, no, even them. Okay? They're not there, but the characters make a couple of direct digs at them.
Oh.
And there's one particularly good one in the first episode where they talk about how Mary-Kate and Ashley's character, Michelle Tanner, is off in New York, you know, doing some big fancy, fashion designer thing in New York and couldn't make it. And then they all deadpan look directly into the camera like, It's great. I love the fourth wall digs at stuff like that. And it's awesome. Sure. If you are able to get Netflix streaming where you live, it's definitely worth subscribing for Fuller House.
So not only where you live, but...
Oh, Jesus. You know, and the new rendition of the theme song is pretty kick-ass.
And that's by the same girl who does Call Me Maybe?
That's right. Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
Is that right? And... it's even on Spotify if you want to give it a listen. Oh. You just look up Fuller House, and it's got a pretty good beat, and it follows the lyrics of the original. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love everything about the show. It's super cheesy. It even persuaded me to buy the full House box set. I'm hoping to see Ghostbusters this summer.
Yes, I saw that. The official trailer. Did you see the fan-made trailer that came?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I got this friend Enrique who liked Phantom Menace. By the way,
Iglesias?
No.
You know Ricky Iglesias?
No.
Okay.
No, my pal Enrique. I've known him, you know, for years and years and years. Met him in Galveston. When I lived down there years ago, and he's a big, you know, sci-fi geek. He loves this stuff, and you know, and of course, he's a big fan of Ghostbusters, a classic film.
Right.
But he absolutely loathes all the trailer, you know, the entire trailer for the new female cast movie, and he's just really upset about it, and so I offered to him. I said, if you come up here and visit me here in Katy, he lives down closer to the Texas City area, I think. If you come and visit me here in Katy, I will pay for your movie ticket and snacks to go see this movie. And I really look forward to hearing you say how much you enjoyed it. Because right now he is determined to hate this movie, and I really want him to love it.
Okay.
I think.
Now, I agree that the trailer, the official trailer, didn't exactly thrill me.
It didn't hit quite the right points.
Right.
And it didn't have quite the right pacing.
Yesterday, and you can look this up, and I'll post a link to Cinema Unrest. There's a fan-made trailer. Someone took the trailer and re-edited it and it looks great.
Yeah,
it really does. It looks fantastic by comparison. And the fan-made trailer makes me excited to see the movie.
Yeah, it has more of the classic theme tune.
Yes.
From, oh, there we go. Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, I love that. I love the original Ghostbusters. I had the soundtrack, the album, on audio cassette.
Oh, I had it on vinyl.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were dedicated. I
watched the original Ghostbusters seven times the weekend that it was released. An additional six or seven times during the following week. I was obsessed with this fucking movie.
You know, I'm about 4 or 5 years younger than you, so I couldn't go see it on my own, you know, repeatedly like that when it came out. I was just, let's see, it came out in 84, so I was like 9 years old, you know?
Yeah, I was like,
but
I was like 13, 14.
My father, who I owe a great deal of my, you know, my love for films, because he took us to the movies like every single Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was our thing. We went to go see the movies, and then we would talk about the movie at length in the car afterwards.
Oh, that's awesome.
Me, my sister, and our father. And Ghostbusters was very special because my father had a really bad habit of procrastinating and not, you know, leaving for the movie theater until the last possible minute.
And aren't you glad you waited? If you would have left as soon as the credits started rolling, you would have missed.
No. Leaving for the movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah, he was one of those people that would look at the morning newspaper and just say, okay, we want to go see this.
Movie starts at 12. We better leave at 12:30.
Not quite that bad. But he would do this thing where we would get there, and it would be like 2 minutes until the movie starts. And then he would circle the parking lot looking for the perfect parking spot. He goes, it's okay.
No.
There are so many movies during the 80s where I missed the first 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Like, Empire Strikes Back, I was like, what's with all the snow and who's Ben? I had no idea what was going on.
Nice, nice.
And in Ghostbusters, the first scene that I saw, we were so late to the movie. The first scene that I saw was, it was Venkman coming up on Egon in the library and going, ooh, and making sounds while, you know, Egon.
Well, you didn't miss too much. That's only a few minutes.
Right, but it was enough into it where they immediately, you know, from there start talking to this woman about,
ooh,
you know, what
Egon.
And I hate missing the very beginnings of movies.
You know what I totally missed?
It really bugs me. So, but hang on a second. Let me finish the story because it's cool. My father's, he was very straight laced. He always did everything properly and by the book, and he never bent the rules. But that day, when we saw most of the Ghostbusters, he waited until the very end of the credits, and then he just told us, okay, hunker down in the seats a little bit and sit tight.
Gonna watch the movie from the beginning.
Yes. And so we should have paid for new tickets, but he was just like, nah, I think we're gonna pretend we just got here.
There you go.
And we watched the entire thing beginning to end.
I've done that a few times.
And it was the most awesome thing because I tell you, I never loved my dad more than that moment right there. It was the most incredible thing ever.
Nice.
I mean, it was one of the coolest things he ever did, and one of my fondest film going memories. And I can't wait for this new movie. I can't wait. Okay, it's gonna be great.
So you know what I missed it to be completely missed for years?
Hmm.
Just went over my head because I didn't know what menstruating was.
Oh.
Are you menstruating right now? What does that have to do with it? Back up, man. I'm a scientist. I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
I was 9 years old. I didn't know either. You were a teenager. What was your excuse?
Okay, so also, after we recorded our last episode, I went out and watched The Witch.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it.
I liked it.
Oh, awesome.
I liked it.
Is there anything you can tell us about the movie without spoiling the plot?
It was very creepy, but not by today's standards. It's not one of those jump scare kind of movies. It's one of those creepy movies that'll have you thinking about it later.
Mm.
And I approve. And that's all I'm going to tell you about it. You're just going to have to see it your damn self.
Cool. So no cats jumping on the hoods of cars.
No.
Startling.
No cats at all, actually.
Yeah.
There is a goat. and some sheep and a horse. But no real jump scares really to think of. And I'm not going to tell you anything more about it. I mean, what do you think this is? A movie review podcast or something? No,
hey,
seriously.
If you say it's good, it's got to be
good.
It's
still in the theaters. It's creepy. I recommend it. Go for it.
Awesome. Unusual for this time of year.
Yes,
usually a lot of stuff like that gets released in October, but I guess they can't release it all in October.
Nah, you can't do that. Okay, and I also watched good old 1980s Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call me Shirley.
My favorite thing about Airplane is the my father was obsessed with saving money. You know, when he paid for premium cable, you know, when stuff got broadcast, he was going to record it, damn it, and keep his investment.
Oh, my dad did the same thing.
He recorded his entire movie collection in, like, you know, SLP, and it was just awful. Just really, really awful. Just like the worst possible quality. I mean, he had like three films crammed onto each tape.
Are you kidding me? I was ecstatic when they came out with the 180-minute tapes.
But the particular part nearer to the beginning where somebody bounces into frame for a moment. You know who I'm talking about when I say bounces. That the tracking always went completely wild because it was that point, of course, when I would rewind the tape by a couple of seconds. So I could watch it again and again and again.
Boobies!
I eventually rendered the tape completely useless.
Of course. Okay, and I also saw indie horror comedy. It was called Deathgasm.
Deathgasm.
Deathgasm. It's a story that I've seen before in a few other films, but it's basically garage death metal band accidentally summons a real demon.
Comedy ensues.
It's called Heavy Metal Apocalypse, if you're going to get it at Walmart. Okay, so yeah, they altered the cover and changed it to Heavy Metal Apocalypse.
Walmart is weird.
They are. All right. Shall we get going on our...
Let's talk about demon dogs falling from the sky.
This is the end. Alternative titles!
You go. I have nothing.
Getting Rapey with Seth and the Gang.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a getting on.
Okay, that one was pretty good.
How to Castrate Your Satan.
Oh, Jesus. That's good, too.
Don't you think it's funny that Satan pretty much got a circumcision when the Jew got raptured?
It's a little bit more than a circumcision.
Yeah, a little bit there.
I mean, he's walking around screaming, holding his, you know, what's it in his hand, and
huge floppy demon dick. Demon dicks. Now, there's a lot of penis in this movie.
Well, there's there's two shots of penis, but there's a lot of literal penis. Yes. I mean, it does take out an entire parking garage as it falls from the sky.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of penis.
That's a lot of fucking penis.
Oh, wow.
All right. Shall we get going on our
Let's talk about giant demon dongs falling from the sky.
This is the end.
Well, you know, we're talking about a movie starring Seth Rogen and
lots of other guys starring as themselves. Pretty much kind of a, you know, 2010s comedy movie, you know, male actor roll call, pretty much. Got Seth Rogen himself, James Franco, John Hill, Jenny McBride, Craig Robinson.
Basically, if you're really fucking annoying, you're starring in this movie.
But you say that about one guy, but they can't all be bad.
No, they're all fucking annoying, but I really can't stand Jonah Hill. I'm sorry.
He is playing an exaggerated version of himself.
Oh, you know, I
really like it.
Yeah, but I don't like anything this guy has ever been in. I don't like anything that Jonah Hill's been in. But that James Franco, of course, highly annoying. Seth Rogen is the same thing in every movie he's ever in.
Mm-hmm. They actually say that at the beginning of the movie.
Danny McBride just seems like a douche to me. Craig Robinson's the only one of the main cast I could probably stand.
Michael Cera was particularly particularly hilarious.
Of the celebrities who were in this, and there are a slew of celebrities in this, were told to play highly exaggerated parodies of themselves. Mm-hmm. So Michael Cera, who is admittedly, according to Internet Movie Database, he is very low key. He's very shy, stuff like that. He was a coked up maniac.
He slapped Rihanna on the ass.
And there was a catch to that slap. The deal was Michael Cera could really slap her on the ass because the fake slap they were trying to do did not work out well. Right. So it's like, Rihanna, can we really just slap you on the ass? She's like, only if I can slap him back. So when she slaps him back, she wailed on him.
Awesome.
And every take was a harder slap. So he did like four or five takes of that one scene for one reason or another. And I'm sure he walked away with the black eye because she just wailed on him.
I really love every scene that he's in. I just cracked up. I forgot how funny this movie is.
It is. This was funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. This was a funny movie. And of course, you know, Jonah Hill getting raped by a demon was fucking hilarious. By the way, that scene was a parody of Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, was it?
Yep, to the demon eyes opening up with just a light on the eyes. It's like, this is really real. This is really happening. That is directly from Rosemary's Baby.
That's great. I really like, I just love the whole concept of this film. There's nothing else like it. I don't think it is completely different from anything I've ever seen before. I the idea is so original. It is based on a short film where, let's see, it's Seth Rogen and who else? Who was his, I think it was Jay Baruchel. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. But they made this short little film about them hiding out in some ruined apartment, you know, arguing over the water and everything and how many cigarettes they had left and stuff like that. So it was like a mini version of this film. This film was great. I loved it. I especially love Emma Watson's couple of appearances. That's great. And I love how when the shit first starts to go down, you just see these well-known, easily recognizable celebrities dying left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Aziz, you know, struggling to pull himself up out of that hole. And
Aziz Ansari, yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Help me, man. Help me. No, man. You're already dead. You're already dead.
You're already in the hole. You're a lost cause.
So yes, this was a very funny movie. However, entirely not for children. Do not bring your kids to see this fucking movie.
Oh, absolutely not. It is
as we have alluded to, giant monstrous demon dicks everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but still.
And two, one very large one and one ginormous.
Apocalyptic penis is what we're talking about here.
In every sense of the word. It literally takes out a building. An entire parking garage, I believe.
Wow. Yes, yes. Very funny movie. And again, I know I'm repeating myself. I can't stand most of these people, but this movie was funny.
Mm.
Rihanna was good. Rihanna's there singing with Craig Robinson about taking your panties off. Which ends up being his battle cry. Take your panties off!
He's even wearing the shirt, take your panties off.
Ends up in heaven taking his panties.
Yeah, it says that on his shirt in heaven too.
Oh boy, you know the thing is, you know, I think we were at the beginning of the show where we were talking about, you know, what we've been up to and stuff. It's going to be longer than this podcast about this movie.
I know because there's not a whole lot to say about it.
There's a bunch of celebrities. The apocalypse is going down. People are being raptured left and right. They're getting high as fuck. And
there's a lot of weed use in this movie, yeah. A
lot of weed use, there's some mushroom use.
I love the Backstreet Boys bookend to the beginning of the film. They have that, they play that Backstreet Boys track at the beginning of the film when they're just hanging out, and then they cap it off at the end with a live performance in heaven.
In heaven by the Backstreet Boys.
You know, and I loved it so much. It was great. Great, 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 great.
Comedy,
you know, they thought of bringing Morgan Freeman in heaven, you know,
really?
To reprise his role as God from those movies.
That would have been funny.
But he declined. So they said, well, what about having the Backstreet Boys come in too? And then they have this huge dance number where everybody, like this whole crowd of celebrities does the dance perfectly.
Yeah.
I will say that my favorite part in the movie is Emma Watson with the fire axe. She is badass.
Well, she's upstairs in the bedroom trying to relax, trying to calm down, and they're outside of the hallway
debating about who's most likely to rape her.
Right, not debating whether or not they should rape her. It's debating who would.
Oh my God.
Well, if there's anyone around here who's going to rape Emma Watson, it's him. I'm not going to rape Emma Watson, and she can hear them. She comes out the fire axe. That was going to rape me!
She's got this look on her face like, what did they just say?
Yeah, they're out there. Oh, God.
Oh, it was so good. So many times I had to, like, pause it, rewind, watch it again, because I was laughing so hard. I missed the next couple of bits in the movie. I am so glad I bought this on Blu-ray. This is a keeper. I love it.
Okay. Well, realistically speaking, what else can we say about this in the end? I mean,
nothing. It's recommended, but don't pop it into the player when you got the kids around.
Yeah, no kids on this one. This is not a kids comedy at all. Not a child friendly comedy.
Mm. Right. I like the comedy bits at the end where they're trying to trick the system into getting into heaven by sacrificing themselves for each other.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with a rock, and you two run for it. They'll kill you. They'll eat you. I know. Uh-huh. Just go, man. Just go. And then they're fighting them off, and then boom, the rapture beam comes down and starts carrying them away. Fuck you! And the beam cuts.
Freaking James Franco decided to get a little uppity.
Little cocky, yep.
Yep.
And, come on, this is the end with two ginormous demonic penises. We can say he got cocky.
Yeah.
You got a little cocky there, and God said, nah. And Danny McBride's a cannibal.
Yep.
Okay, are we going to say anything else about This Is the End? I mean, funny movie, not for kids, giant demonic penis. Can we say anything more about this?
Nope, no, I think we covered it, man.
Okay, so before we get going on anything else, I want to say a very special happy birthday to Christy Bell, otherwise known as the Den Mother, from EQTraders.com.
Oh, yeah.
She's got it going on, baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So what are we, what are we going to watch next week?
Oh, that's right. It is my choice this time.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me take a look here. Next time on the Monster Club, we're going to take a look at the 1991 horror comedy, Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Welcome to the Monster Club. This is the end.
This is the end of the already?
This is the end.
No, the movie, right, the movie's called This Is the End. Well, it's not very far back. You say Looking Back, 2013, it's just 3 years ago.
We're taking a look at 2013 horror apocalyptic comedy.